Should we worry? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Witnesses are saying they've never seen anything like the firestorm in California. And it's especially scary because it's happening in the kind of suburbs that most of us middle-class Americans either do live in or would like to live in. But the toughest thing about watching this is to resist the temptation to blame it on global warming. That's evidently what the mainstream media wants. That's why they keep showing us pictures of flames over and over. But we must remind ourselves there is no proof this has anything to do with global warming. So I'm going to play some cuts to help us practice. Let's roll that first one.
I saw flames on the hillside. It kind of looked like lava. Orange trees were falling over. 35, 70 mile an hour winds.
Okay, repeat after me. There is no proof it's global warming. There is no proof it's global.
They even let some homes that are already fully involved burn because they're burning so fast there wasn't anything they could do.
Must resist brainwashing. There's no proof that climate change is making this any worse. This would happen even if temperatures were dropping.
We've been watching the fire come over ridge after ridge, and now it's basically in our backyard.
Okay, and even on the off chance that it is global warming, the military is ready.
Operationally, what they needed were the tanker aircraft. We have six, and all six have now deployed to California.
Those six tanker aircraft will save us. This is not anything to worry about. Even if it is, we're not going to see any real change for at least 100 years.
I told you to get out. You need to get out now.
Or so. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.